Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Good morning, Dan. We are coming to you from the Big Buck Classic here at Martin Coliseum. It's going to be a big weekend of hunters and rattlesnakes and deer. And one of the things before we get to football, somebody wanted to know, is Dan Hanton a hunter? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. And it's been a number of years, but back in the day, I used to have some great friends that were great hunters, especially, you know, I was a duck hunter. And we would spend many a morning in the blind down in Stuttgart and even up in outside of Georgetown, north of Little Rock up on the White River. So, sure, yeah, I'm sure the big buck is having a lot of fun this week.
Well, you're down to eight teams, Dan. This is going to be probably the best weekend other than last weekend with all the games. But which games are you excited about watching? Any games you think that might be surprises?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and you know what, Baz? Before we get to that, you know, last week was in a crazy way. I mean, it was history. We had never had a Monday night playoff game. We had never had a 17-game season come to the climax, the conclusion that we saw last week, and it was, you know, a couple of good games, but I was amazed by how some of the teams just absolutely dominated. You think about Buffalo made history. I've been watching the league a long time, but never seen anything Buffalo did to the Patriots. Yeah. We saw a really great game where the Cincinnati Bengals won their first playoff game in 31 years, but it wasn't easy. The Raiders had it on the 10-yard line with three shots into the end zone and couldn't get it done. I mean, there was a lot of mayhem and excitement last week, but this is traditionally the best weekend of the NFL year, and some really, really good games. You know, it starts on Saturday with Cincinnati going into Tennessee. And who would have thought? Who would have thought back in August or September, Tennessee would have had the number one seed? I would never have believed it, if you told me that Derrick Henry was going to be out the last half of the season. But he's going to be back. It's going to be a very exciting game. And then you got the 49ers. Third straight week on the road, and they won the last two. Well, let's see if they can do it when they get to Green Bay.
Yeah, I think everybody. I guess before we get to that, let's go back 1 week.
Could we please
to the 49er Dallas game, Dan? Your thoughts on
take your headset off
the Cowboys being one and done with so many expectations in their game last week.
Kellen Moore needs to be bitch slapped. You know, everybody's talking about him being, you know, a head coach a candidate. What are you doing? Yeah. You know, have the last half of the season, even though he was able to, you know, commandeer the number one offense in football, what did it get you? What did you accomplish? What did you have ready to go when it mattered in the playoffs when you had to make, you know, drive when you had to score points? They couldn't do it. And so much of the time, and I see this all the time, you know, in Chicago, we fired a coach because they go crazy and they think, oh, I've got to impress everybody by throwing the ball all over the place, and they forget about how important the running game is. And, you know, Zeke ain't the player he was 3 years ago, but he's still good enough. And yet, we never saw the Cowboys try to establish the running game, which sets up the rest of the offense. The play action of Prescott. Yeah. You know, Dak Prescott is not Tom Brady. He's not going to drop back 45 times and beat people. He's got to be in a running game that is able to go with the boots and the play action. They never established it, and you got to give the 49ers a lot of credit. They essentially exposed the Cowboys They did not have their A game when they needed it.
Well, you could
third highest paid quarterback in the league.
And you, I mean, you could also make the point, Dan. You think about it, guys. Yeah, I know Kellen Moore is offensive coordinator, but darn it, that's why you have a head coach to go in there. You tell Kellen, let's go back to the darn run, you know.
Yeah, and to add on to the end of that, Dan, I was curious because you were talking about Kellen Moore. So you put the onus more so on the coaching / play calling than the players?
Absolutely. Guys, you know, so much of the time, everybody's always talking about, well, this player didn't play well or this or that. You've got to be given the schematic, the
advantage,
process that puts players into position where they can succeed. And
right. We
know that, the Cowboys' offensive line isn't what it was a year or two or three ago, but still – you know, it is something to watch when you see a team, and all year long, you know, they were number one in points scored and number one in offense and all these crazy stats. It didn't matter when they had to be able to make a first down, when they had to be able to drive and score, they couldn't do it. And that is on the coaches. Because if through a 17-game season, if you are number one in the league, you've got bona fides. You've shown you can do it. Now you've got to have a coach that gives you the template to be able to go out and accomplish that in the second quarter or the third quarter or the fourth quarter when it really mattered. They didn't do it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's much easier for an offensive line to run block than it is to pass block 40 times a game.
Absolutely. And the best – pass rusher of the 49ers, Bosa, was out. And it's amazing. It's like some kind of elixir, these offensive coordinators. It's almost like in politics where they, you know, politicians do things to try to impress other politicians. To hell with the people, with the constituents. It's almost like these offensive coordinators think, oh, I'm going to really show everybody how smart I am, and I'm going to have this and that. Instead of the bread and butter. And you know what? A lot of times the simple formula is the best formula, and a lot of that has to do with running the ball. And in the playoffs, there's a reason why a lot of teams, they practice, you know, the run blocking, you know, throughout the season, because when it gets to this point in time, it's so important. And we're going to see it this weekend as we look at the Tennessee Titans. Hey, Cincinnati is the team with, you know, the NASCAR wide receivers and quarterback. Yeah. Oh, they can sort of – let's see who wins. It's going to be about Tennessee doing the dirty work at the line of scrimmage, running the ball. They're going to run the ball 40 times. And guess what? Even if Derrick Henry isn't one of the backs, doesn't matter. If they execute, they're going to be able to win and move on to the championship game.
So you're picking Tennessee, I would imagine, and Green Bay on Saturday's game. Is that pretty clear?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But Sunday is where it really, really gets interesting.
Okay.
Everybody in the world, you know, loves Tom Brady. We'll never see this again. And in an abstract way, this is almost like saying, okay, we're going to call for the, for the queen to be sacked here. But hey, guess what? At some point, you know, things change. The Rams, who have been heckling Jekyll all year, up and down and this, and I think the Rams have kind of got it figured out. They've got Cam Akers, this running back that was a killer a year ago. They got him back, and now it's like they've got something they can really – much like we were just talking with the Cowboys, you know, they will be able to hang their hat on the running game. And when Stafford has got a running game, he's, you know, as good as anybody. So I've got the Rams going into Tampa because Tampa, hey, guys, let me tell you something. When we won the Super Bowl, that was great. Oh, yeah. Okay, clap for the Wolf, man. And blah, blah, blah. Well,
it's his birthday, by the way.
Game, hey, the next year, the opening game, I can't remember, Tampa Bay or whoever it was, they brought their A game. They wanted to be, you know, the Super Bowl. And then the second week, they brought their A. Everybody wants it. So all year long,
right?
Tampa Bay has had, and I call it the clenched fist. I mean, they haven't been able to relax in a long time. And sooner or later, it wears you out. A clenched fist holds no sand. And this may be the week that Tampa Bay is kind of exposed. They've had a lot of injuries. Both of their top running backs did not play last week. They may not play in the game this weekend. So Tampa Bay may have some problems with the Rams.
Ah, look at you.
We're visiting with Dan Hampton, brought to you by Bank of England Mortgage and Hogman's Game Day Superstore. Of course, the last game, I think, Sunday night, I think people, would you say it's the most probably anticipated game of the weekend? You think Buffalo has a shot at mighty Kansas City?
Absolutely. Guys, I don't know if you had a chance to watch history being made last week, but the Buffalo Bills,
yes,
they had seven drives. They never punted. They never turned it over. They never kicked. They never stopped. They scored seven times. I've never seen anything like it. And they have kicked it up a couple of notches. And to me, this is very exciting. We all know that Patrick Mahomes for the last 3 years has been the reigning king of what everybody thinks is the great quarterback. I just got to tell you, Josh Allen has really come a long way. And Les Frazier was a cornerback on the team that I've played on, when we won the Super Bowl, and he is the defensive coordinator of the Bills.
Right.
And that's really cool, and I'm happy for him. But guess what? He's got the number one passer defense in football. So there's going to be kind of a confluence of things happening here. The number one, hotty-totty quarterback meets the number one pass defense. So
right,
it'll be, as you said, it's going to be a titanic clash. And, I know it's not the Super Bowl, but, you get a Super Bowl quality game about 3 weeks before the big one.
Yeah, I think we've been looking for this Buffalo team for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, we'll see if they're pretenders or contenders with what happens this week. I won't hold it against them, but then maybe next year see what happens to them, because we were all looking at Cleveland to be where they are right now, where Cincinnati is right now, based on what happened last year. And the heir apparent from Kansas City is only a point and a half favorite. They're not even a full field goal favored over a visiting team. So that says a lot more about Buffalo or more about Kansas City, Dan?
It says a lot about Kansas City's defense, which has been suspect. They're 26th in the league in giving up yards, but they're 10th in points allowed, which, when it gets down to it, that's all that matters. But they have a team, and again, I go back. It's hard to a clinch fist. It, sooner or later, you're going to start having to relax. And when is it going to happen? When are they going to have the breakdown? Can they keep it going all the way through another Super Bowl? And I know that Andy Reid has really got a lot of respect. And a lot of people really think he is a wonderful coach. But it is just human nature. I mean, sooner or later, they're going to have a breakdown. And he's talking about, going back to the third straight Super Bowl. That in my mind, today's NFL, that's an amazing accomplishment.
Absolutely. The team they're playing's done it.
Well, that was a long time ago.
But it's rare. It's very rare.
It's very rare. That's what, of course it is. It's very rare. I'm just saying that, they've done it. And we all like Andy Reid, and we all like Marv Levy, too. And Reid's got his.
Here's the deal. When you turn on the television and you watch, and Kansas City is tackling, instead of just running up and diving in front of the running back, but they're actually tackling and wrapping people up. And the defensive line is pressuring, especially Chris Jones. Chris Jones is an enigma. He is He really is a good player. But when he wants to be great, when he is motivated, he changes that defense. He's a great player when he wants to be. But it only comes once in a while. When he wants to be great, Kansas City's defense can kick it up. But they're going to have to. I got to tell you, everybody talks about Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Well, guess what? Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs for the Buffalo Bills, they're superstars in their own right.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Hey, they can go toe-to-toe, and yet they've got the number one pass defense behind them. So I'm going to go with Buffalo in this one.
Friend Ricky Thomas right now is calling in sick at Big Red. He's just not even going. He's going up to that ball game, come hell or high water. So
you know Dan.
Playing underneath this table.
We got rattlesnakes around.
You
us, Dan,
just
here.
Heard me yell like a little girl.
Yes,
that's all right, you jackasses.
Before we let you go, Dan,
silly boys.
You know Justin, you were born in '84, right? And so right. So Dan won his Super Bowl championship in '85. We're talking about all these games.
I watched it.
you watched it at age one. We talk about all the lines and stuff, but I remember, Dan, I don't
know.
They got you.
Sorry, Dan.
We're all on edge here because rattlesnakes are coming out.
I'm impressed with myself that I said shh.
Yeah. Yes. No, very good, Bob.
So, Dan, in any of those games, we're talking these playoff games, that Bears team in '85, I don't think you guys were probably favored by at least a touchdown in every playoff game, right?
I can't remember, but I think we were 12.5-point favorites in the Super Bowl.
12.5-point favorite in the Super Bowl.
Do you remember that?
It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, man.
It was so dominant.
Can you still do the shuffle?
Oh, he can still do the show.
Oh, yeah. I've got it right here on the record player. Sure. I play it. You know, hey, so Willie Gault was the guy that came to me and he goes, okay, Ham, you got to do this. So what are you talking about? And he goes, oh, no, we're doing this this video. And it's this, you know, Super Bowl shuffle, blah, blah, blah. And I go, excuse me, we've never played in a Super Bowl. How are we going to do the shuffle? We've never been there. He goes, well, we're going to go. And I said, I'm not jinxing anything. I'm not doing it. So I didn't do it. And I didn't want to do it. And you know what? 30 years later, I'm glad I didn't do it. But you know what? It was a really, really cool thing. I'm glad the other guys wanted to do it. I was just too superstitious. Much like that rattlesnake that you're talking about right there. I did not want to bite me, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Well, Dan, hey, thanks for the great insight as always.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun weekend of watching football. And only got a couple more weeks with you as we head to the Super Bowl. But thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, fellas. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe and go Hawks.